NPR.
Hey, everyone, it's Cardiff. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. And in case you've been living on a space colony somewhere, under a rock, whatever, next week is Election Day in America. Donald Trump, the president, versus the former vice president, Joe Biden. What are their economic policy agendas? Nobody knows. Wait, that's not the end of the sentence. Nobody knows better than Danielle Kurtzleben of the NPR politics team. Reporter Danielle, how are you? Welcome back.
I am so excited to be talking to you, Cardiff.
Yes, not half as excited as I am to have you back on the show.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Danielle, you and I are going to be doing something special today and tomorrow. We are going to be going through the economic policy proposals of both former Vice President Joe Biden. We're doing that today. And then on the next episode, we'll be talking about Donald Trump's proposed economic policies for a second term. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready for it all to be over?
1,000%.
Okay. After a quick break, Danielle Kurtzleben of the NPR politics team takes us through Joe Biden's economic policy agenda.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from E-Trade. Trading isn't for everyone, but E-Trade is. Whether it's saving for a rainy day or your retirement, E-Trade has you covered. They can help you check your financial goals off your list. And with a team of professionals giving you support when you need it, you can be confident that your money is working hard for you. Get more than just trading with E-Trade. To get started today, visit etrade.com/NPR for more information. E-Trade Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC.
Three parts of Joe Biden's economic policy agenda with Danielle Kurtzleben, reporter on the NPR politics team. Danielle, here's where I want to start. You said something interesting to me recently, which is that for both of these candidates, pandemic policy is economic policy. So let's make that the first thing we discuss. What is Joe Biden's pandemic policy as it relates to his economic policy?
Sure. So Joe Biden is very much focused on containing the coronavirus. Yes, he wants, as badly as any of us do, for there to be a vaccine and for pharmaceutical companies to stay at work on that. But he also is saying, look, until then, make sure that we have the virus as reined in as possible. And here's a line, actually, from his website that really struck me. It says, Biden believes we must spend whatever it takes without delay to meet public health needs and deal with the mounting economic consequences. I mean, he's really saying one can't happen before the other. You can't have the economy bounce back without coronavirus, at least to some degree, really hemmed in. So to do that, he's encouraging a lot of things like mask wearing, that sort of thing, more testing. But one other thing he has said is that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, need to come out with clear guidance for states and localities on, okay, here's what you should be opening and when, based on how coronavirus looks in your area. So if coronavirus is really bad, maybe you shouldn't have schools open right now, and definitely not restaurants or concerts or whatever. But if things are looking better, maybe you can open schools. But what he's saying is, this is not necessarily an all or nothing thing, but we need clear guidance from scientists on exactly what to close down and when.
So it's fair to describe this as a somewhat detailed approach, as opposed to thinking of it in binary terms like everything locks down or everything stays open. It's an attempt to find out, okay, what are the details that matter? And then let's apply those on a situation by situation basis.
Right. I mean, the way he makes it sound is nuanced, but also to some degree simple or at least clear. Like, yes, there might be gradations between states, but we at least want to give states some sort of guidance on exactly what they could or should be doing and when.
Let's go on to the second part of his economic policy agenda that we're talking about here. And this has to do with Joe Biden's proposed spending programs, which are a lot higher than, say, what Donald Trump has proposed. So why don't we get into that? What is Joe Biden proposing spending money on?
All right. So the umbrella that he has put all of these policies under, he is calling Build Back Better.
Well, I've heard better alliterative strokes of genius, but fine. We'll stick with that. Build Back Better. And what's in that?
This isn't about marketing, Cardiff. This is about economics. So, okay. The first is manufacturing, making sure that there are more manufacturing jobs. And he's clear on this. He wants them to be unionized manufacturing jobs. And also to make sure that there are supply chains here in the U.S. to make sure people can get the goods they they want, which is something that we have seen laid bare a bit by COVID. Number two is green infrastructure. So yes, he wants to build roads and bridges the way that we think of infrastructure pretty traditionally, but he also wants to make sure that lower pollution methods of transportation, for example, are encouraged, like light rails in cities, electric car production, that sort of thing. Three, racial equity. He wants to close some of the really gaping economic gaps that we have between races and ethnicities in the country. And I know you guys have reported on this on your show.
Oh, yeah.
The very big, for example, unemployment gaps between Black Americans and white Americans. Also Hispanic and Asian Americans. There are some huge gaps there. Likewise, the big wealth gaps. And finally, caregiving. He wants to make sure that people are able to get quality and affordable care for their kids and also for their older relatives when they need it.
Yeah, that one's interesting. Tell us a little bit more about the approach to caregiving that Joe Biden is pursuing here.
Sure. And this is really, of course, important right now because COVID has shown us, as we're all staying home and as kids are not in school, that caregiving is really important for people to be able to do their jobs and participate in the economy.
And in fact, we've seen people falling out of the workforce because they didn't have access to childcare and to elderly care.
Yes, most definitely. So what Biden is proposing is pretty ambitious. I mean, what he wants to do is universal pre-K available to all kids. He wants there to be higher pay for childcare providers. He wants them to be able to unionize, to collectively bargain. And he wants to grow the number, the supply of childcare establishments around the country to make sure people can get that childcare. Aside from that, in terms of spending and making it more affordable, he wants to make sure there are refundable tax credits to low and middle class families to help them pay for childcare. So that's a lot of stuff. And childcare, I know you know, it's a complicated thing to make sure everybody can get it, to make sure there's enough, that it's high quality, that it's affordable. So it's a tough needle to thread, but this is his attempt at doing that.
Okay, and let's get to the third part of the agenda, which is sort of the flip side of the spending, which is where are the tax revenues to pay for some of this spending going to actually come from?
Higher income people and corporations.
Boom. That's it. We're done.
Next question.
We're done. Yep. Okay, so it's not going to come from middle income or lower income folks then, is what Biden is saying.
Right. So what he wants to do is raise taxes for households with incomes above $400,000 a year, limit their deductions. And also, he wants to increase the top corporate income tax rate from 21% where it is now to 28%. Now, President Trump, you'll remember, lowered these taxes with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, that big tax bill that Republicans passed in 2017. So Joe Biden is saying, look, I want to roll a lot of that back. I want to change things back. Now, so in terms of those income tax changes, yeah, that would overwhelmingly, of course, affect the highest income people. There is some question about what the corporate tax plan would do. I mean, how much that would be knocked on, if at all, to people at the lower end of the income spectrum. It's possible that it would be to some degree, but again, you compare it to those income tax changes and it's nowhere near what a change those would be.
Essentially looking at the last 4 years and saying, I'm undoing some of this and I'm putting in place the agenda I prefer instead of the one that President Trump has preferred.
Right, yes. Now, listen, we're laying out all of these economic plans. Here's what Joe Biden wants to do, would do in his perfect world, his theoretical, I get everything I want world. But of course, he won't get everything he wants. He can't. Okay, but what's your priority? In Biden's case, is it going to be green jobs? Is it going to be this tax plan? Is it going to be childcare? What does he do first and decide to spend all of his power on?
Right. You got to prioritize because you're not going to get everything you want.
Absolutely.
You might not get anything you want.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
But in speaking with you today and tomorrow, I am getting everything I want. What a pleasure. Danielle, we'll talk to you again tomorrow to go through Donald Trump's economic policy agenda. All right?
I look forward to it. Yeah.
Excellent. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darian Woods and fact-checked by Sean Saldana. Our editors, Patty Hirsch and The Indicator, is a production of NPR.
On the next episode of Louder Than a Riot, how a law meant to control the mob changed the mixtape game forever.
Gangsta Grillz is the biggest thing arguably ever in the mixtape's history. Don't tell me that what we're doing is wrong.
Listen now to Louder Than a Riot, the podcast from NPR Music.